At 7:05, we have a cloudy sky. It's 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 24. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect from 6 a.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Monday for Fremont and Page counties in far southwest Iowa. Those counties can see total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches and plan for slippery roads tomorrow. The hazardous conditions could impact your morning or evening commute Sunday into Monday. Again, that's for Fremont and Page counties. The traffic stop on a vehicle in Red Oak for a minor traffic infraction Friday morning resulted in the arrest of a person on drug and other charges. Red Oak police say the unidentified individual was arrested for driving while barred, manner of conveyance with regard to an unloaded firearm, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and possession of a controlled substance marijuana. The defendant was taken into custody to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. Officials of the Page County Sheriff's Office Friday said the state medical examiner's office has confirmed that a body found November 9th in Page County, just north of Clarinda, was that of 68-year-old Dale Allen Hotwalker of rural Clarinda and formerly of the Council Bluffs area. Hotwalker, who suffered from dementia and other health issues, was reported missing on October 22nd at about 8:30 a.m. A systematic search of the area involving persons on foot, the use of canines, persons on horseback, drones, helicopters, and airplanes did not locate Hotwalker at the time of his disappearance. The search was officially postponed on October 25th. As more crops in the area were harvested, small searches continued until his body was found on November the 9th. No foul play was suspected, and Hotwalker's death was ruled accidental. Sheriff's deputies in Page County responded at around 11:15 a.m. Friday to the South Page schools with regard to a person in the school who was violating a protection order. An investigation revealed 29-year-old Justin Leo Powers of rural Yorktown was in violation of the protection order issued on December 12th. The protected party of the protection order was at the school. Authorities say Powers went there to speak with that person. He was escorted out of the school by school employees. Video cameras recording in the school recorded the event. At approximately 12:35 p.m., Justin Powers was arrested at the residence in Bradyville for violation of a protection order. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond until being seen by the magistrate. Well, this past week, the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association held the annual winter banquet in Des Moines at the Airport Holiday Inn. The Winter School of Instruction is a 3-day training seminar with many vendors and local law enforcement officials from all 99 counties. 2019 is the second year the Best of the Best Jail Award has been presented. To be considered for the award, several things are taken into consideration. They include, but are not limited to, cleanliness, maintenance, management, major improvements, overall jail operations, and staff professionalism. The jails in Iowa meet or exceed the minimum standards set forth by the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code. It was noted that several jails have gone above and beyond the minimum requirements to be in contention for the award. A total of 6 jails in 3 categories, small, medium, and large, were recognized for outstanding achievements this past year. Among the 2019 winners in the small category was Shelby County Jail. Kyle Lindbergh, Shelby County Jail Administrator, said it's a great honor to win this award again in 2019, and to be able to say that we won it 2 years in a row shows just how dedicated we are to our facility. Lindbergh says that we're fortunate to have the best of the best talented and motivated staff here in Shelby County. He said this is and can be a difficult job at times, and we have the right people in the right places. Maintaining a correctional facility is not just from the administrative standpoint. There are so many valuable moving parts from the frontline officers to the administrative assistants, dispatch personnel, and sergeants who assist Lindbergh and with many of the calls. He says our staff works hard and performs with operational excellence every day to the dedication they give to our jail facility. A support from Sheriff Neil Gross as well as from his predecessors before Lindbergh, who have set the quality standards that we continue to grow on and deliver daily within our operation. The Shelby County Jail was built in 1984 at a current location and is a 14-bed facility. They process an average of 550 to 600 inmates a year and maintain a 24-hour coverage from state-certified staff. 2 people were transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital following a collision that took place around 6 p.m. on Thursday. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Friday said a 2016 Ram truck driven by 37-year-old Michael Morelli of Ruffin, North Carolina, was traveling west on Highway 34 near Hillman Road. As he approached the crest of the hill, Morelli saw a Subaru in the road. Morelli tried to stop but was unable to do so. His pickup hit the Subaru on the passenger side, and the Subaru, driven by 56-year-old Becky Decker of Glenwood, came to rest in the north ditch. Decker was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. The sheriff's office reports also 54-year-old Thomas Lee Chalupa of Omaha was arrested at the Mills County Jail Thursday for criminal mischief. His bond was set at $1,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Roger Malmberg, age 80, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Roger Malmberg will be held today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Virginia Wernemont, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Virginia Wernemont will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died December 5th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sandra Sue Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be held at the Guthrie Activity Center at 209 State Street in Guthrie Center tomorrow, beginning at 2 p.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died December the 5th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jean Mikulski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died December the 6th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Memorial services for Jean Mikulski will be held on Monday at 10:30 in the chapel of the Friendship Home in Audubon. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Janice Blake, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Janice Blake will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Kimberly Stein Clemens, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Graveside services for Kimberly Stein Clemens will be Monday at 3 o'clock in the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nelda June Ruhr, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nelda Ruhr will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Judy R. Simpson, age 84, of Exira, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Judy Simpson will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Mark Weedy, age 51, of Audubon, died December 6th near Carson. Funeral services for Mark Weedy will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon on December 21st at 10:30 a.m. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Judith Kading, age 78, of Altoona, died Tuesday at her home. Services for Judith Kading will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Melvin Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Melvin Enfield are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ruth Ella Newberg, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Ruth Newberg are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.